Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. Wednesday live. And I'm not alone. I'm hanging out with Muruti Karabo Mraka. Welcome to the show and greetings to you, Muruti.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the welcome and greetings to you, the mighty name of our Lord, our Savior, and the Messiah of the Father, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Thank you so much, Muruti. I trust you're well, sir.
I'm well indeed. Mm. I hope you too are well by the grace.
Yes, I am well now. Yes. I was running through the traffics and all that. I am well now. I'm well. Can't complain, but just to praise his holy name, you know, and to honor him all the time. And also we have Professor Samuel Kabamba on the line. Greetings to you, sir.
Greetings, and thank you very much for having us again tonight. We are so blessed. And I want to greet Muruti Muraka and greet every single person who's going to be with us tonight. We are so grateful unto God for the work that he's doing with us, and especially also saying thank you to Radio Pulpit for having us every Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thank you so much. The capable hands of Johan Els, just before the hour there, right through up to 6:05, he has been holding this plane and making sure that you get the good news going, you know. And he's back again tomorrow. Thank you, Johan. Much blessings and respect unto you. Thank you very much for holding the turf. And, of course, it is a Wednesday live, man. We are touching on a variety of issues, you know, which I think we need to look into. And just before we go on, I know today we are talking about true prosperity as to what it is even all about. Now, I would really encourage you to send your WhatsApps, your SMSs, your voice notes quite earlier on the show. You know, don't wait for that final time when you find 14 people coming in within 10 minutes. You know, but just within the time, make sure that you send your WhatsApp, man, and talk to us. You'd rather talk to us twice than to send us a WhatsApp that is 10 minutes long. We can't play a WhatsApp that's 10 minutes long. But you can just divide it into three, you know, come with your first input, come with your second input, come with your concluding input. I really appreciate all the WhatsApps. It gives me a problem when it is too long and there's not much time. And I respect your views and I want to play all your WhatsApps, whether you are singing, whether I like it or I don't like it. You know, it is our show. It is my show just as much as it is your show. So if you feel like, oh, no, I mean, I want to praise the Father, I can't oppose that. I have to respect that. But I plead that the such WhatsApps that are longer, not only of singing, but WhatsApps that are longer, you should just divide them into two, maybe make them three parts short. And then we go on. I can take something that goes to 5 minutes. That I can take to an extent. But from 6 minutes upwards, it's just too long. You can just cut it into two so that we can be able to accommodate just as many people as we can to contribute to the show so that we can all learn equally together.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala kwa jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwala kwatšwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-2-3-3-4-5-4 goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3787 1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Pastor Sam, are you well, sir?
Yes, I am. not really 100% fine.
Yeah, I can feel it.
I am okay.
Yeah, I can feel it. You know, I can feel it as we're playing there. There's this urge to talk to you. I hope you make it 100%, Muruti. I hope you make it 100%.
Thank you very much.
It is such an honor to have you on the show, by the way, Muruti. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Now, we are talking about true prosperity. True prosperity as to what it is even all about. And true prosperity, I don't want to talk about the prosperity of the wicked. We will touch that next week. The prosperity of the wicked and its perils, that will happen next week. And the evil effects of prosperity, that will happen next week. Now, I want us to look into prosperity, what it is even all about, what the word says about prosperity. What the word puts across with regards to prosperity and what it is, you know, I basically want to know as to how do you place this? And I want to speak of my weakness live on air, is that I have not been able to place prosperity quite right. In accordance to the scripture, you know, in the manner in which we have seen many of our people, friends, brothers, sisters, colleagues, who have been placing prosperity, you know, I have not been able to really put it across in a way that I would look at a paper and say, you know what, about this article, I am happy. I have not been happy with any article that I have tried to write on the issue of prosperity. And tonight here I am coming back again. And perhaps maybe tonight, with the help of Muruti Karabo Mraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba, we will be able to find a workable way as to what it is that one should teach about prosperity and the prosperity of believers. The prosperity that we see upon ourselves today and how this, the one that we see upon ourselves, masking itself as the one that is true. And that is where I've been having much of a problem. Not that I can't define, but actually that I can't place where the Father wants us to prosper just like the world does. I can't place it. And then what I have seen is how people in the church, preachers, teachers, professors, I'm sorry, Pastor Sam, when I say professors, but also professors have gone on to actually emphasize on the issue of prosperity in the manner in which I was unable, and not because just because I'm unable, then it's wrong. No, no. I was unable to place it, the prosperity of the world, alongside the prosperity of believers. And this I say because I have seen quite a lot of referrals to prosperity as very much equivalent to the referrals to prosperity in the world, referrals to prosperity in the church amongst believers. I have seen it to be quite equivalent to referrals of prosperities in the world. Number one, One of the things that I saw which were highlights and attributes of prosperity was the acquisition of material. Acquisition of material, buying of land, buying of properties, owning, cars, having lots of money, living a Hollywood kind of lifestyle. I've seen that with pastors. Even today, we see pastors basically living that way. Okay. There's a friend of mine who is a DJ who bought a plane, you know. He bought a jet. He's prosperous, you know, and we're not jealous. I mean, he's prosperous. And now, here's another one, friend of mine, who is a pastor, who says, no, because of prosperity, I will buy a jet. Izinkomba, in my own language, we talk about izinkomba, which means the attributes, the defining attributes, show some form of similarities, which to a great extent has made me to step back a bit and say, no, man, I need to go back to the books and do a lot of research about prosperity so that I can be able to come across a form of inkomba attribute, identity, that would differentiate the prosperity as per notions of modern preachings, quite different from that which is of the word. I don't know if really I make sense. I think I don't. But the word says something about the prosperity of the righteous. Genesis chapter 9, verse 27. It says, may the Elohim enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. All right? Now, this means, may the influence and the reign of the Most High grow within Japheth, and may Japheth in the growth of the impartations of the Most High occupy the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant, which means may Canaan be under the rulership of the domain of the expansions of the divinity of the Father within Japheth. That is what it says. But verbatim, you would see it looks like the acquisition of land, just. But for what? If Shem goes according to the command of the Most High, sorry, if Japheth goes according to the command of Japheth, Japheth therefore becomes filled with his commands, and these commands expand through him. It means he dwells in the favor of the expansion of the commands of the Father on the land, and let this prosperity be a prosperity where Canaan becomes your servant. It means therefore that Canaan to an extent turns and comes and worships with you. Take me to your God, they say. To me, it's a different sort of prosperity. It's not about acquisitions of properties and having women dancing around you. No, man. Genesis 33:11 says, please take my blessing that is brought to you, because Yahuwah has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. So he urged him and he took it. Now, the prosperity of the Father, we see the enabling grace of the Father in terms of acquisitions, and it continues to bear the glory of the Father, not of men. Bible. It continues to bear the glory of the Father and not of men, because this prosperity is a vehicle of the testament that reveals Yahuwah in the lives of people. He says, because Yahuwah has dealt graciously with me. It means the doings of grace in the life, in our life, or in the life of a person, the doings of grace. And he says, I have enough. The doings of grace in the life of a person. Those doings of grace bear testimony to the loving kindness of the Elohim. That's the prosperity we know. Okay. No. I don't know what you think about this, but I'll ask.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Muruti Mraka, let me come to you, sir, for help. You know, there's a song that we used to sing many, many years ago by this group from London. Come to my aid. You know, because I fail to actually see prosperity the way it has been preached in the churches and the way the Father is talking about it when it comes to the true prosperity of his children. What comes to mind, sir? What is the true prosperity of the children of the Father? Is it similar to that which we see in the world? If so, how? If not, why? Ruti?
Yeah, thank you, my brother. And thanks for the greetings, Pastor Kabamba. And yes, let me take this time also to greet the listeners of Radio Pulpit and thank our Heavenly Father for this opportunity to rely on His grace to help us.
I didn't greet you, Muruti.
Ah, you did.
Oh, you did. I remember. Oh,
I didn't greet Pastor Kabamba.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was just greeting him. Yeah.
Okay, Muruti.
Yeah. But, my brother, the what you are bringing out today is our failure as children of God to really testify to our Lord and our Savior.
Mm.
In all areas, we are coming short.
Mm.
And one of them is this very area of prosperity.
Hmm.
And because, like you said about the testament of Yudevave, where does it come from? It does not come from things that are outward. It originates in us, in the spirit. And then it progresses outward. And then get seen outward. Now, in the world, because those of the world do not know the spirit of Yudhavafi, and they can't take him because they don't know him. They only see what is manifestly testified to, and then when they accept it as a testimony, they therefore take what is tangible, what is seen, what is heard, what is touched, all that affects the senses, to be the be-all and end-all. And we can't blame them. It is us who are failing to always be a road marker to where the true essence is. Because prosperity, as described in the Word of God, is that, I mean, the words which are used to say prosperity, it is words that give us an understanding that it is a well way.
Mm.
It is a traveling well. It is a conducting oneself well. And it also speaks to flourishing, thriving. It is where the blessing is perceived. Now, even with the blessing, there is a problem. We just park here and look at tangible things and call them the blessing. But when Elohim blessed human beings in Adam, he said, grow, stroke, be fruitful. Because being fruitful and growth is the same thing. Multiply. And then be influential, and then dominate. Now, at the level of dominating, that is where the world sees the blessing of God. But it is not stuck. That is the manifestation. And that's why it's important for us who are children of God to go for the real thing. The real thing is we must grow in the way that we are supposed to go. We must bear the proper fruit and multiply, not just be silos. We must multiply. That which is correct must multiply. And then it can influence around. Now, prosperity is when we are walking that way, not another way. Like you are saying, we'll deal with how the other way is achieved.
Mm.
But in essence, when we say something is true, we are speaking to it being, first of all, authentic. It's not fiction. It's not made up. It's not fabricated.
Mm.
Number two, it's not false. It's real. So when we say true, we are bringing across two important thoughts, and that is authenticity and reality. So, the prosperity that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh gives, number one, is not a symbolical one. Yes, he may use something symbolically, like when we are reading about people in those days before the Messiah came. Mm. Most of what was presented was actually a shadow, a teaching, the doctrine of the Father. For us to understand those things that cannot be seen, which cannot be heard, but which are real, which are authentic. So that is why after the Messiah has come, we need to be understanding truly now that everything starts in the spirit. If you are not born again, you can't be prosperous. Sorry.
Mm.
That's how it goes. Mm. Why? Because that's not true prosperity. It's just something which is a lesson. It is something which may even be false because it might be having its source not from the Father himself. But in other words, if you are born again, you are prosperous.
Mm.
Simple. And we need to understand it as children of God that I am already prospering. When I am in Christ, why? Because I'm on the right way. I'm now progressing in a way. All that is expected of me. And when we go to the new covenant or fresh covenant writings, we'll find they speak more and more about growing the knowledge of him. Why? Because you already have his nature. Now, your soul must be aligned to grow, to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Why? Mm. Because you are prospering. And if you produce the fruit of the Spirit, you are prospering. Mm. You are prospering well. You may not even have a shirt to your name. Mm. But that does not mean you are not prospering. You are actually
yes.
now
yes.
truly prospering.
Yes.
You know, there's a song which we used to listen to in the past, my brother. And that song actually says a lot.
Mm.
I'm a nobody.
Yeah.
Trying to tell everybody.
About somebody.
You see, it's the somebody, the grace.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
It is the somebody, the grace who is the true prosperity.
Yeah.
And you may look at me and say, who is this? He's not even educated. That is not the issue. The issue is me, the illiterate. I have been changed inside.
Mm.
And by being renewed in my mind, I'm able to prove that which is the perfect and well-pleasing will of the Father.
Mm.
How? By living it out. Even in my poverty, I find that I don't go hungry.
Mm.
Why? Because my prosperity gives to me. And then, if by any means, you'd have a way allows me to have tangible thing, my attitude toward them should emanate from the true prosperity I have, which is inside. In other words, they are not mine.
Mm.
They belong to the Father.
Yeah,
I must deal with them as the Father commands me daily how to deal with them.
Hmm.
So I cannot derive my greatness from my vehicle.
I hear you.
I derive my greatness from the name of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, we are talking about true prosperity, what it is even all about. And like I said, you know, I find it difficult to reconcile the prosperities that I hear many preachers talking about and the prosperity that is depicted in the Word. And perhaps maybe I thought there's something wrong with me, man, professor, you know, something wrong with me. Now, listen to this. In Genesis chapter 33, verse 11, it says, "Please take my blessing that is brought to you, because the Elohim has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." So he urged him and he took it. The dealings of the Father, the dealings of grace in our lives of the Father, is the true prosperity. And these kinds of dealings depict of his loving kindness and mercy towards mankind. That's prosperity. Prosperity then preaches to the salvation that comes through the kindness of the Father, not material possession and derivations of respect from people to people. Hey. Now, when you look into Genesis 39, verse 3 says, "And his master saw that the Elohim was with him, and that the Elohim made all he did to prosper in his hand." When the Father makes his will and does his will through you, when the Father does his will through you, it says, "Whatever he did would prosper in his land." And the master saw that the Elohim was with him, and that the Elohim has made all that he did to prosper. When the grace of the Father, the unction for function of the Father is upon you, to do the works of the Father that glorifies the Father. Look, when they looked into the works, they were able to testify towards the Father, not just men, towards the Father, the presence of the Father, saying, actually, no man can do this unless the Father is with them. Okay. The prosperity of now really speaks about, well, the Father has blessed me, but I'm an achiever. I'm a change bringer. I'm having, you know, the time of my life. It's different from what we see in this side. What comes to mind, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question, Moruti. You know, when we talk about prosperity, as you said, it's mostly attached to materials, mostly attached to what one has acquired. Mm. And in life today, if you stand in front of people and you tell them that I'm prosperous, everyone will expect you to show them what you've achieved in terms of acquirement.
Yes.
They will want to see that. That is the definition that, I mean, the world gives us. That the one who's prosperous must be having something to show.
Mm.
Must prove to everyone that he has done ABCDs, and then that has produced something.
Mm.
That is in the normal way. Even when you go to the dictionary, you go to the Google, you try to find the thing, they will tell you prosperity has everything to do with the material, everything to do with finance, everything to do with the stuff that you have. Mm. Today, when you sit on TV or on any newspaper, when you want to see the people, the richest people in the world, they'll talk to you about what they have, the net worth. They'll talk to you about the properties they have, and then they will mention that these people are prosperous.
Mm.
And then in that regard, already people who haven't yet reached that level, they haven't achieved anything, they haven't produced anything, then they feel small. They don't see themselves being prosperous, because what do they have to show?
Mm.
You know? Now, even people who have gone to school have achieved a certain degree, having a diploma, having a master degree, having an honor, it could be any degree, I mean, PhD and so on.
Mm.
When you stand, you tell people that I'm prosperous, I've achieved this, they'll say, okay, fine, you are a PhD old or whatever, but what do you have that can prove that you have that qualification? Because it's about showing something. And if you don't have that, then you are not prosperous. If you don't have that, you cannot talk to us about someone who has achieved something. You know, this is the definition the world gives to us. And in the essence, it limits people in their own understanding, in their own way of saying things. But then when you go a bit to the Bible, you want to understand, you mention two things like, when the will of God is manifested in someone's life, when the will of God works according to God's dictate or God, desire, when it works in someone, that person can feel or can say that she is, prosperous. She will say that, hey, I'm achieving something, not in terms of acquirement, but in terms of the will of the Father being manifested in my life. Now, if you say that, still, you know, as I said, people will want to see what you've achieved, what you've come up with. And even when you go to the Bible, when the Bible, for instance, says in the book of Zechariah 8:12, says, for the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, and the ground shall give its increase. Now when you listen to a scripture like this, and you ask yourself a question, the seed, what is that seed that the Bible is talking about?
Yeah.
Is it necessarily money that you need to put down for it to produce? Or this seed can be also, related to something else.
Mm.
Someone who has maybe have a lot of children. Let me give an example. You have children. And those children have managed to grow in a proper way. And those children have gone and also give children. You can consider yourself as a prosperous man because you've deposited the seed and that seed has produced other seeds and those other seeds have produced other seeds. You are prosperous. God has allowed you to see generation after generation. You can tell yourself that you are also prosperous. The mere fact, example, of taking children to school, they've managed to go to school, although they did not study in a very expensive school, but at least they've gone and studied and finished their school. You can say to yourself that you are also prosperous. But people won't see that way. They say you are prosperous, but we don't see what you have. Although someone has finished school in your guidance, but he did not go to the very expensive school. That means you are not prosperous. You are just living your own poverty. Now, people will come up with that. And this is the issue that we're having. And when today we're talking about true prosperity, and we need to come to that understanding that prosperity is beyond money.
Mm.
It's beyond success. It's beyond anything that one can achieve. But prosperity has more to do with the contentment, has more to do with the peace of mind, has everything to do with the earth, for instance, and maybe support that you can have in life. You know, I tell people this. I said, if you call yourself that you are prosperous, in example, you are prosperous, we have enough money, whatever. If that money, you can only eat it yourself. You cannot call yourself that you are prosperous.
Yeah.
But if you can share it with someone, if you can share with some people, then we can call you that you are really prosperous. And this is a thing that, you know, people need to come up with. Prosperity goes beyond even the mere fact of living with people with respect.
Mm.
If you can respect other people, we can call you a prosperous man. Because you've come to a place whereby you don't see you as an individual, that you cannot live in your own island, but you live with other people. You know, today I was speaking on my program, this morning I was speaking on fellowship, for instance. I said that when you come to fellowship, for instance, people sometimes they say, I cannot fellowship with this class, I can only fellowship with that other class. Mm. I can only be with this type of people, only with the PhD people. I cannot be with those who have masters. But people don't realize that before you get to master or to PhD, mm-hmm. you have to get the master mm-hmm. degree. That means you had people that you studied with in that level. And before you get the master, you have to pass me by honor. You have to pass me by a national diploma and so on. And whatever that you've achieved, these are layers. That those layers have allowed you, they've backed you up in a way, they've supported you to become what you've become. Then if you forget those layers and you say that you are now in a very high position whereby you can only talk to people on your level, but one thing that you're forgetting is, that means like as if you are removing all the layers, you are removing all the support that were existing under you, you are removing all of them and remaining that, like you are standing on a very high position whereby beneath you, there's no support. There's nothing that can sustain you. In that regard, you cannot call yourself that you are prosperous because the only thing that remains with you is to fall down. While the other people who are still on the ground floor, they have a possibility to go up. But you, if you have already removed those, support system that maybe existed at one point, if you have removed them, it means that you did not understand how you got to that place. Now, as I said, prosperity has everything to do with contentment. One might not have the cause. One might not have the burdens. Might not have. Like today, someone will tell you that if you are still renting, that you're not prosperous. But my question has always been, if everyone must have his own house, that means the people who are renting their houses, their business is going to die. They won't have business anymore. Now, you see, sometimes we talk based on what we think that is right. There are people that maybe for their whole life, as they will live, they will continue renting. For some people, they will own their houses. Even those who have happened to own houses, they might claim that they have bought the house, but they're still paying for that house in a way. Mm. Either paying the bond or paying the taxes. It means somehow, even the house that you own, it's still not really your house because you're still paying the taxes for the land where your house is.
Mm.
I mean, if you can't, you say that because you bought a house, then you are more prosperous than the one who did not buy the house. Then I'll tell you, maybe you don't understand. The person who's still renting, maybe he knows why he's renting because maybe his budget can work on the renting and it's fine.
Mm.
And maybe you are the person who bought a house, the taxes and the rate that you're paying might be maybe more than what he's paying on the rental. We might not know. You know, these are things that sometimes people cannot base themselves based on what they've achieved, what they've acquired. But they have to be based on the contentment. Because one maybe might not have millions, might not have billions, because not all of us will be billionaires, not all of us will be millionaires, not all of us will have the 100,000 and so on, but some people will be having 1,000, but they're living more content with what they have than the person who have billions. Because the more money you make as well, you get to have more responsibility. Sometimes people don't realize that, and you get more stressed. Today you can have someone who does not have big money, but is living in peace. I would call that person a prosperous than the person who's got billions, but he cannot live in peace. Mm. He must have a lot of bodyguards, he must have a lot of security at his house, he must have a lot of cameras, he must have this and that. What is next door, there's this gentleman who's earning almost nothing, but that gentleman is living in peace. No cameras at his house, no bodyguard, no whatever. Nobody has ever broken in his house. Because anyway, what are they going to come and steal? The guy is fine. But when on your side, you have all these cars, and then for you to be okay, you need to put alarm system, you need to put, the trackers in your car, you need to put a lot of things. It means what? You are not necessarily, you are not at peace. You are not okay. And then something is missing. And that's why I would say prosperity for me is what you call peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You might not have the billions, but you are feeling content with who you are. You are feeling happy with what you have. You don't measure yourself or you don't compete with anybody. You are just okay with the little money that you have in your bank account. You are just okay with whatever you have. Now, because of people not understanding what prosperity is all about, a lot of people today, they've gone into what you call debt. Mm. They've engaged themselves into credit. Why? Because they think that if they can show off by driving a car, by driving a big car, by driving this and that, then they will be called as well, prosperous people. And then they start now doing that in spite of not considering that their effect, there are things that they will never be able to bear. Today we have many people, many of our middle class today, who have gone into trouble with the credit because they wanted to show, to prove a point they are also prosperous, while they could live a normal life. I'm finishing on one example.
Mm.
Someone who can be today living in township. You've been in township for all these years. But all of a sudden you get a beautiful and a great job. And for you, because you have a great job, you must leave the township. Why? Why do you have to leave the township? You can still live in a township with a beautiful house in township. But people will prefer to go to the suburb because they have a beautiful job. When you go to the suburb, the expenses will increase. Then you'll be paying more money, but you, the mere fact that you've gone to the suburb, that you're now driving a BMW, you're driving a Mercedes-Benz, and you think that you've achieved. And if there's someone in a township driving a Mercedes, you think that he's not on your level because you think that you're higher than him. While the guy is more intelligent, is managing well his finance more than you. And I'll call that person more prosperous. I'll call him prosperous than the one who has just decided to move to the township in order to show off. And this is the problem. The problem is not about what you've achieved. It's not about what we have in the bank account, but it's about contentment.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. This is part one, man. I think we should make it part one. I'm looking at time. We're already an hour into the show. This is part one, prosperity, and the prosperity of the righteous. And then next week we will look at the ills of the prosperity of the world. And if we go on becoming enticed by this. We should embrace ourselves, or we should brace ourselves for the consequences. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this, the very aspect and issue of prosperity and true prosperity, what it is even all about.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And thank you so much. Let's listen to Ike. Let's listen to Ike. It's an open show. Pastor Ike. Okay, I don't seem to be getting you. I don't know what's wrong, sir, but I don't get you.
If one loves and obeys God,
let me start it all over again. Let me start it all over again.
Good evening, pastors.
Thank you, sir.
This is Ike here. This is how I see it. Eh?
Mm.
If one loves and obeys God, I take that to be the ultimate prosperity. And one can be spiritually prosperous and materially bankrupt. Also, one can be materially prosperous and be spiritually prosperous. And again, I see it as a perception, you know, this thing of prosperity. Because you find that a pastor runs a fairly big church, you know, with 1,000 members. And the people see that guy as a blessed and very prosperous, you know. And one guy just runs a church with 30 people. He's been struggling for 2 years, you know. The numbers doesn't increase. And people will consider that pastor, that the church is poor, God is not really blessing him as he's supposed to be blessing him, you know. So I'll say it's a perception. It just depends on where you are standing. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Pastor Ike. I really appreciate that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are the best of friends, man. Send us your WhatsApps. What do you think true prosperity is all about?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Godfrey sent a WhatsApp there quoting Joshua 1 verses 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. What is prosperity, therefore, according to what Godfrey has just sent us on that verse? It is when one has the word of the Father, which is the book of the law, always in their mouth. Whatever they talk is the law of the Father. They meditate day and night on it. then all these things that are happening because they are doing that are done by the word of the Father that is in this person. And that is why then the ways of this person are attractive. The ways of this person are without peril. And this person is experiencing good success in their lives. It's because of the word that is in their mind that they talk, the word that has become their language. Hey. Yeah. Send us yours. Let's hear what you say.
Real Radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Peter Otto, thank you so much. Says true prosperity, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, humility, compassion, forgiveness, honesty, integrity, wisdom. This is true prosperity. Quoting the fruit of the Holy Spirit means, therefore, being filled with the Holy Spirit renders one prosperous. Is that what you mean, Peter? When I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, then I know that I shall be prosperous. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note there. What do you understand prosperity to be?
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Godfrey says, when we do his commandments, we will prosper in his hidden knowledge and understanding, that we may excuse his true nature, execute or excuse his true nature. Is that what he's saying? Or execute? Or yeah, but that is what he's saying. When we do his commandments, we will prosper in his hidden knowledge. Means we will know him even far much more. Thank you so much. Now, he says, that is Godfrey also, he says, heavenly prosperity has been hijacked and twisted around into worldly forms, which is contrary to the intended purpose of the Most High. This is why, Godfrey, I was unable to really draw up something that agrees with the kind of prosperity that has been preached throughout, especially here in Pretoria. It has been difficult, quite difficult. Let's hear what you say and talk to us there. 012-334-1322. I'm keen to hear from you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.